from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, sorry.
So I was just got done. This is a WIP afternoon show.
Are you still Mike talking about Fred. That bar you couldn't finish?
No. So we are at Citizens Bank Park, live from the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, right behind Section 125, Citizens Bank Park. Phillies, Yankees tonight, first of three. I was just explaining to Mike Angelino, who's producing us here, what I mentioned to him. Show never feels quite right if we're not in the studio. And he was asking me what the difference is. And one of the differences is that I don't talk at the right time because I'm paying attention to something else when we're not here. So
nice.
See, I always come in at the same exact points. When I'm here, I drifted off. So it's a big day tomorrow. We will be at McGurk's in Horsham for deadline day. All of the shows will be there. We will have Ben Davis for a couple hours, right?
Yes.
Which is pretty exciting.
Benjamin!
Finally getting on a show.
Real baseball guy.
Right, and Delco people, and a real baseball guy on the show.
So yes.
It's a big deal.
And we do have to budget some time for Delco conversation with Ben.
Yes.
So a true Delco legend who I did play Little League with in Delco in Aston.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Found out what you were like as an athlete.
I was a disaster. But he and his brother are cheaters because they shouldn't have been on the same team. And they were obviously too tall. So they're obviously taking something when they were 10 or 11 years old. How are you friggin', 6'1 when you're 10? What's going
that
on?
That is a sick thing.
Yeah.
Should we ask him to do a Mount Rushmore impromptu and see if he gives us 5 again?
Yes, as we did last time. So deadline's tomorrow at 6. We will be at McGurk's, but the rumors are hot and heavy right now, and we will check in on what's going on with our second favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show. Tucker.
Hold on.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Tucker, that's not on you. Well, it is mostly on you, but the way that Spike sets up things sometimes, he's fast.
Well, but you hear it in my voice, though.
Yeah.
Well, not if he doesn't work with us enough.
Well,
I should have had it up.
There you go.
Accountability, Tucker.
Bang.
Add me to the group chat.
We are back. We are back. So some news and notes real quick before we get into some meat here.
Paul, seriously, bro.
Ken Rosenthal said that they're continuing to look for relief help. So, obviously, Estevez is here. We'll get more on him in a second. And his direct quote was, every selling team wants to deal with Dave Dombrowski right now. So
that means they know he needs relief help.
That's the worry. That is the worry. So, at least they got Estevez out of the way so that it's not pure desperation heading into the
They overpaid for him, too, by the way.
Which I pointed out people were not thrilled with, but it's okay. They got the pitcher.
Cost of doing business when you're a team that is a good team who is looking to go over the top is that the teams that you're dealing with are not concentrating on winning, and they have a better position to bargain than you do. They have the player. You have to win, and that's what happens when you get good, is that you rarely are going to get a steal. So I don't blame him for that, but they did overpay for him.
Colby Allard is staying in the rotation. Tyrone Walker not ready yet with the the hot spot.
Man,
it's a shame.
It's been a while.
Still warm, that
longest
spot.
Yeah, it's the longest hot spot.
It's the longest bruise I've ever seen. So Colby Allard, who was not great yesterday, more of just a guy, but whatever. He's staying in the rotation.
Yeah, made one bad pitch.
Yeah, throwing out the first pitch tonight is the official Flyers player of the afternoon show.
Michkov.
And that is Michkov. Who?
What's his name?
Michkov.
What did I say? Meat Hook?
Yeah, Meat Hook.
Meat Hook
probably
is a
not
good
it.
Nickname, though.
So we might need Vladimir Smirnov on to
talk about the pitch, break it down.
break down.
He's throwing out the first pitch tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's a big night down here at the ballpark.
When he arrived from Russia, I believe he was wearing an orange Phillies hat.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yes, he was.
And
yes.
He said they're the best team in baseball. Why wouldn't I?
Yes.
Does he speak English?
I have no idea. No.
You know what? I'm not going to do a Russian accent. I'll leave that for Smirnoff. Okay. All right.
Probably a bad idea. Yep. So Carlos Estevez is here. He said he's willing to take on whatever role. I really think he's going to be the closer.
They give him 5'8"?
They give him 5'3".
Damn.
Yeah, Hughes number. So he's more of a Hugh Douglas guy than an Ike Reese guy, which is interesting.
There should be no immediate coronation of him as the closer.
Eh.
Shouldn't be.
I think I'm okay seeing if he takes it and kind of runs with it. Like he's
if you're saying they overspent to get him, he's coming here for a specific role there.
Right. Like and I think that like last year they let Kimbrel be the closer. Obviously he was the all-star, but they kept kind of going to him until it was too obvious. Like I think in a perfect world you have him close out the ninth and that's what they want. I know they do the matchups thing, but and then let Hoffman be the big rover guy.
I'm not going to freak out about it because they do need another reliever because right now and they're going to get another reliever because right now they have the same amount of relief as they had
but he's
a
much
week
like
ago.
He's much better than Sir Anthony. I'll tell you that.
Okay. I mean maybe he's much better now but he's not you would disagree with me that he hasn't just been lucky this year.
Well, I think there's definitely some concern. He has a 56% fly ball rate, which is again, you're coming to this ballpark.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's never good.
And hard-hit balls. Mm-hmm. Like he's in the bottom 15 percentile as far as hard-hit balls.
Going on
well,
right
speaking
now.
Of balls.
Well.
Speaking of balls. Yeah, I know it's a hard transition.
Hard-hit balls, yeah. Man,
a lot of people around Carlos Estevez say that he has stones. And I may have talked to a current angel about Carlos Estevez to kind of get the lowdown.
Trout.
No, not Trout.
No, come on, man. Mick.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he's the bleeping man. Huge ad for you guys. Guy's nasty and has the perfect mindset to handle Philly. So.
He seems.
Are you reporting or are you just.
I'm telling you, that's what he told me.
That's informed speculation.
No, that's
no,
what he
that's what he told him.
So you are saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just say, you know, just guys being guys talking a little ball.
I don't doubt he's a great guy. He's a great clubhouse guy. Hoffman loves him. I don't doubt he's having a great year. He's certainly capable. But I just want to reiterate, there is nothing about – because, honestly, I had not watched him when they traded for him. So I just went – I told Jack
But hold on. You've long been an eye test guy.
I know.
And now you're going pure analytics.
I watched plenty of YouTube afterwards, by the way. But the first thing I did – baseball, you can go to the numbers better than any other sport. And I looked, and I said this to Jack. I was like, his walk rate's so much lower than every other year he's had. Oh, he's only thrown 34 innings. Oh, he's got a fly ball rate of 57%. Oh, guys hit it hard off him like literally every single time. Oh, like he doesn't strike guys out. I'm just saying he's fine. He is a Sir Anthony – as a Sir Anthony replacement, but I would have no problem with Dave Dombrowski going and trading for a high-end closer, and then we have Estevez, and we have Hoffman, and we have an actual high-end closer.
Well, again, Ken Rosenthal reporting they're out there looking for relief help, so that's interesting. A couple things that do worry me. They seem to be putting out there that Austin Hayes is just the guy in left field now.
Why?
That's a little – like, listen – I like Austin Hayes, but like they're like, yeah, we'll give him some runway here and see if he can take it. Well, what if he can't? Like, what if he can't take the job?
Well, then he just goes back to being a platoon.
But then it's Rojas in center field. And then it's like, well, and what if Brandon Marsh also doesn't get going here a little bit? Like, the whole outfield plan feels a little shaky to me.
It feels unfinished to me.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? It feels like
you mean like they got to add another player?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
I don't understand the idea of, look, if you'd rather have Hayes play every day or Rojas play every day, of course you'd rather, from a hitting standpoint, have Hayes play every day. But the idea of a Marsh-Rojas platoon in center field where they both have the same weakness offensively, and honestly, Marsh is a good left fielder. He is a, to my eyes, going to eye test,
oh, yeah,
a very average center fielder.
I agree.
You know, and maybe it's just because he hasn't played there very often, but he gets bad jumps on balls. He doesn't look comfortable in center field.
Was part of the reason that you were worried about Carlos Estevez that Johan Rojas took him deep this year?
God, that is terrifying, actually. That is terrifying.
Yeah, a little
that is
bit.
Not one of the worries, but the, now that you mention it, yeah.
A little bit. And, like, I think the big move they could make in the next 24 hours, 26 hours.
Okay.
I think that they're going to make a push to try to trade for Garrett Crochet.
Really?
The White Sox order. And I think the idea would be you put him obviously into the rotation, and when Ranger comes back, maybe using him out of the bullpen.
But he doesn't want to pitch out of the bullpen.
No, I'm talking about Ranger.
Oh, and leaving Crochet as a starter.
So like, if you're worried about Alvarado, you're worried about Soto, possibly going back to Ranger out of the bullpen, more for the playoffs than in the regular season. Like, I think there might be a push here for Garrett Crochet.
Do you think they would extend him?
Well, I think that's part of the conditions.
Yeah, because he said he wouldn't pitch in October unless you extend him.
And he's kind of the right guy to extend. He's 25, so. Be a lot of money, but I'm just saying, I think that's the big move. Apparently the White Sox said they're not trading Luis Robert. We'll see. But Crochet kind of feels like the last classic Dombrowski all-in move when you think about his history.
And I'm okay with that.
Me too, because it bolsters the bullpen too, by the way, when it counts. Because if you're talking about having Ranger in the bullpen, then you're adding a bullpen arm, basically.
Well, and here's the other thing. I don't think we fall short because of the offense. At least from this standpoint, the bottom of our lineup.
Okay.
I just don't think that's the way they're in danger of falling short by not being able to close out games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And by not being able to get out of these innings late in games. So if they can strengthen up that part of the team, I'm okay with what they're trying to do in the outfield. You basically have three players to play two positions. You have Rojas, Marsh, and now you got Hayes to play two positions out there. And you'll try to rotate them as best you can. And it'd be nice if Stott woke up and started playing better baseball.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't be so worried about the 6- and 7-hole hitter.
Yeah,
Because we're not losing the World Series because of the 9-hole hitter.
Yeah.
That's true. I would like for them to add a bat, but I do go to what Bryce Harper said yesterday, and he said something to the effect of the superstars have to perform from an offensive perspective. Because I go back and forth, because did Alvarado give up the home run that ended that they lost the game yesterday? Yeah, for sure. But also they lost because they only scored three runs. Mm-hmm. And we all knew, and we said it earlier, that after Alvarado gave up that home run, I don't think any of us thought they were going to score again and win.
Yep.
So to your point, if you made me pick at this point, I think I would take a reliever, one more reliever over a bat, though I would like for them to add both. And I don't – that Dombrowski must really love Austin Hayes.
Yeah. Well, he tried to get him for a couple of years. He said that. He said the same thing about Estevez, too. He wanted both of them for a couple of years.
Hmm. Is he just a liar?
No, I mean, listen. Okay. I wanted Estevez a couple years ago. Me and Dave usually on the similar wavelengths. We'll see what happens.
You and Dave on the similar wavelength.
I need one more big move. One more big move tomorrow would be super. So we'll see what happens. A long day tomorrow at McGurk's, and then hopefully it's not just Hayes and Estevez.
Do you think they're done, or do you think there's another move?
I think there's another move. How big? I don't know, but I think that they'll get someone else. I think.
And you think that person, if it's only one, will be a pitcher?
I do, yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Have you hit the panic button on the Phillies? 69% say no, 31% say yes. A guy who never panics is OG Wade. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Killing it, OG. Killing it.
Let me say this here, and I'm going to say this in kind. This Phillies team right now has better take their minds off of trying to win with the best record in baseball and start thinking about something that they can be consistent at, and that is putting points on the damn scoreboard, because that was the problem last year. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, oh, you got all these stars and everything. Bryce, even Bryce has cooled the hell off. Where he been for the last few games? You know, these guys got to start hitting, and you got to get down to the small ball. I keep telling you. You got to run the ball a lot more. Got to run the ball.
Get some bunts down, all that
good
stuff.
Ball.
Yeah, run the ball. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other sport.
Now, I know that. I'm going into it right now.
Right. Yeah. What do you think about Jalen missing John Ross down the middle of the field today? Cause for concern?
Yeah, what about that?
No. Not at all. That's just John Ross. You know, that's my guy. I'm rooting for John Ross. I love his story, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. As far as for that third wide receiver spot, whoever lets John Ross get in front of them after missing 2 years of football, I think that's the damn bullshit gut.
Oh, there we go. There we go, blaming somebody else.
No, what I'm saying, that just can't happen. Somebody should not be able to take off 2 years of playing football and come back and beat you out of a damn spot. You know, that's all I'm saying about that note. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm going to tell you guys something.
Yes.
Spike, I need you. For all the sake of any damn, you keep your ass away from this team. All right? We don't need you.
You don't mention the Phillies ever again. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're going to do this, don't even let it utter out of your mouth.
Jack, that ain't hurting me, bro.
Well, it hurts me.
I don't give a damn. Yeah.
I know you don't. I want to talk to passionate fans.
OG, difference between you and me, and we will find this out on Thursday when we strap you to a lie detector.
Oh, Lord,
is that
here we go.
I call him as I see him, and you call him as you want him to be. You tell everybody what you hope to happen, and I tell everybody what I actually feel. So the difference. So if I feel good about something with the Eagles, you cannot talk me out of saying it because I am. You get the straight dope from me, and from you, you just get a dope.
Again, you sell companies to children, so that's not surprising.
Just first of all, y'all both sound like pound cake. You're always talking about your feel. I feel this. You ain't supposed to feel a damn thing. You're supposed to know it like the old.
You said you felt like Jalen was your son. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you cried. I heard you cried on the air.
You cried on the air.
Yeah. And you know what else about you punks? Okay? you're going to let – it's an elephant in the room that ain't been addressed. And it's a guy that quit on the damn team last year, that quit the ball in the Giants game and came down like he broke his
knee. Here we go, AJ.
And ain't came back, ain't seen him since then. So if y'all want to talk about something, you need to be talking about that dude that quit on the damn Eagles last year.
Well, the last time we did that, it turned into a national meltdown nightmare.
Yeah, we're going to leave that one alone.
You can fight that fight, OG. You can fight that fight.
Yeah.
Y'all some straight cowards, man. You need to know. You better put my damn name on the show for all the crap I take. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, jeez. Put your name on the show.
We'll get to work on that real soon.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
I appreciate it, Ike. I appreciate it.
Lunatic.
All right, OG.
Put his name on the show. John in Delaware. John, you're on WIP. John in Delaware. There's no sales tax. I only hear my own voice. Well,
National Appliance Warehouse is in Delaware.
Is it? Yeah, there's no sales tax there. There's also Price Assure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that, but that the prices update right there on the floor.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything to even be said about OG? So, you know, I did mention there, we're promoting this, right? The Lie Detector Day on
Thursday?
Oh, yeah,
Thursday? We got a return.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So Thursday we will have – I keep forgetting what the lie detector is called. It's called a
– polygraph.
Polygraph. So we will have a polygraph in studio with a gentleman who operates the polygraph, thanks to the Philly police are bringing that to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Very exciting. So I didn't think this would ever actually happen. We did mention it on the air a couple of months ago. The credit to Rod. We say we want a lie detector. What do we get? We got a lie detector. So we are going to put OG on the polygraph and ask him several questions about how he really feels about Jalen Hurts. The one that I am most excited to ask is, he has said repeatedly that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL. I need to know if he actually believes it. Do we believe that OG is passing the polygraph on Thursday, that he believes that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's delusional. Yes.
Yeah.
I do not.
That's why you don't know the depths of this, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is longstanding.
Deep.
Yes. I believe in him.
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't mean that we agree with him.
Right.
It just means that we believe him when he says he thinks Jalen is the best quarterback in the NFL.
And I'm told that we get 5 questions of what we could possibly ask him. So I think there are other things that we have to ask him about Jalen that we can get honesty on. And maybe something about it. We could ask him about us, too. We could ask him 5 questions about anything.
Like, does he really think his name should be on the show? And I feel like he
Well, that's definitely a yes. Yeah. Has he really been calling the station for 20 years?
Well, that's obviously a lie. That's,
we can ask him that.
That's definitely got to be one right there.
Well, yes, because, again, he's like, oh, Howard called me a genius.
Yes. Like,
what are you talking about? That's all he does is call him.
Number one clue that you haven't been calling forever.
Yes. At least not. Maybe he's been calling and not listening. Maybe that's the answer. So we will have all of that. And also, we have decided, and it's not in stone yet, but I believe that we are putting WIP program director Rod Lakin on the polygraph.
Yes. It's about time.
Yeah.
Do you still root for the Phoenix team? When the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies last year, was a little kid in you very excited?
We didn't tell him we were going to ask him that. That wasn't on the list.
Well.
Wow. We're putting the boss on the polygraph. I love it. That is Thursday.
My advice would be, Rod, don't do this.
Do it.
Do it, Rod.
Always trying to protect people.
So coming up next, we did have Daryl.
Even if it's from themselves.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we did have Daryl Morey on the rights to Ricky Sanchez this weekend, and he hinted at a huge deal that the Sixers had in place but didn't do.
I mean, pretty interesting that, you know, again, we had him on the show last week, didn't get that information.
But
in an hour and a half interview.
Well, that's why you have to beat, like, the 90 minutes. You can keep working on him.
90 minutes?
90 minutes.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
He must really like you, man. He really like y'all, man.
Well, we don't let him out. We don't let him out.
Man.
But I give him credit. He takes every beating we give him, he takes. So we will play for you the quote from Daryl about potentially obtaining a 4th star. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Citizens Bank Park, broadcasting live from the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.